We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. And by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite meal, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Serve with a Coca-Cola. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there.
Somebody forgot about Davion. Wide open, and he drains another three. And Bill Self is upset. Early timeout, Kansas. Reeves on the wing. One dribble. Hits the cutting Alondis Williams. Great pump fake, and he lays it in. Alondis Williams back in. Gives to Gibson. Long three. Right wing. Got it! Amoja Gibson, the one-man zone buster. 6:17 to go in the half. Harmon to Williams. Well away from the basket. Alondis meets by two defenders. Skip corner pass. Davion, a quick trigger three. Good! Rips the net. Tickles the twine. Davion's third three of the first half. It is over in Norman, and the Sooners win it today over Kansas. Final score, 75-68. Stat of the day, we gave it to you before the game started. Bill Self now has had three-game losing streaks in his 18 years at Kansas. 2005, 2013, and now 2021. And all three times, the third loss in those three-game losing streaks has been right here in Norman to the Oklahoma Sooners. Lon Kruger's team got him today by a touchdown, 75-68. And, Kevin, I think it was kind of what we anticipated, wasn't it? Good game, two pretty even teams, never really much of it. I don't think anybody ever had a double-digit lead. No, nobody led by more than eight all day. But the Sooners in the final 4 minutes made big plays when they had to.
They really did, Toby. It started off at the very start of this basketball game. Kansas made a first couple of buckets. They start off really hot, and then Davion Harmon set the tone for the Sooners. He made shot after shot, two couple of big three-pointers, a big finish at the rim, and he's just led the way the whole day today. 22 big points for Davion.
We expect to hear from Elijah Harkless here in just a moment, who had another stat stuffer of a game for the Sooners. He did foul out there late, but ended up with 7 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals today. Davion Harmon, though, 22 points, the third consecutive game in this win streak that he has been the Sooners' leading scorer, and he did most of that work early.
Yeah, he did. I mean, it was incredible. I'll tell you what, Davion has been really aggressive the last, he's averaged 19 the last couple of games, and this one obviously going to boost his average some with 22. But what he's doing, he's picking and choosing his spots. He's being aggressive on the offensive end, and I love the fact that he's driving to the basket. When's the last time we've seen Davion crash a layup and then fall down? He hadn't done that in a while, and so the fact that he's laying the ball in, staying on his feet, he's able to get back on defense. Great job by him.
Let's go live to the Sooner locker room. We are joined now by Elijah Harkless. After the Sooners beat Kansas by 7, Elijah had 7. Elijah, congratulations on the win.
Appreciate it, man.
That had to be a lot of fun.
Nah, for sure. For sure.
Elijah, tell me about what has clicked for you here in the last couple of weeks. Since you got moved into the starting lineup, I mean, you've been given more of an opportunity, I know, but it seems like you're just brimming with confidence everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the team gives me confidence, you know, to go out and every day and be myself. You know, we still got a lot of work to do. You know, I'm going to improve every game, just like we're going to improve as a team every game. So, you know, we're excited for what we can do.
Elijah, your game has just evolved since you've been here. I mean, you're scoring, you're playing really good defense, you're doing all sorts of stuff. But what I love is the rebounding. Man, you've been all over the boards. Had 13 the other night, had 7 tonight, 7 huge rebounds tonight. What's gotten into that part of your game?
You know, just looking at it, you know, Oklahoma old faces, Russell Westbrook, you know what I'm saying, how he can impact the game in so many ways. You know, just looking up to him and, you know, having heart to, you know, be able to go get rebounds, you know, that's a team effort. It's not just me getting those rebounds. It's a team effort, really. We got to get a stop. The more misses we can get, the more rebounds we can get as a team, so.
Hey, Elijah, you've been on a couple of different teams now, and I'm not asking you to compare, but normally we're with you guys a lot more. We get to travel with you and see what that team chemistry is like, and that's not the case this year because of protocols and everything. But it seems like from the outside that this is a team that really likes each other and that the chemistry is fantastic, just by illustrated by how you're playing on the floor right now. So you tell us, what is the team chemistry like in that locker room?
I think it's amazing, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to stick together. We're kind of an older team. We're not, you know, a younger team, you know what I'm saying? We got, what, 3 seniors in the starting lineup, a junior and a sophomore. So we're not a younger team. And I think that's the start with chemistry, just knowing, you know, what's got to be done every day at practice, knowing how good we have to be to compete every single night. And I think that's a lot of it. But our team chemistry is amazing.
Elijah, look ahead. I mean, this is a tough, tough stretch for the schedule for you guys. How important was it to get this win?
Oh, it was very important, you know. Starting off that stretch, you know, with the win is great. You know, we go back to practice and get better every single day.
Elijah, thanks for your time and congratulations. Great effort today. Great victory.
Thanks for having me.
Sooners win it today. They're all alone in third place in the Big 12, 75-68. Much more postgame coming up. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities. For award-winning claims and sales service, find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU and the only place you can get the OU Visa debit card and gift card. Flash your Sooner spirit with every purchase with the OU debit card. It's the most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, do all your shopping in one spot and spread your Sooner loyalty with the OU gift card. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Stops at the free throw line. Baseline Williams. Great touch feed to Kerr for the slam. Alondis Williams on the wing. Back to Quest. Hand off Williams. Alondis skip pass. Harkless corner. Harmon. Three. Got it. Davion. His fourth triple today.
Every pass in that possession was by design.
It's a high screen. Angles left. Kick back. Harkless. Open three. Elijah. Knocked the bottom out of it. Elijah Harkless.
It's time for the Bud Light postgame show. Bud Light, official sponsor of OU Athletics.
Elijah Harkless threes, your OG&E power play of the game. OG&E, we energize live. Sooners beat Kansas today, 75-68. Oklahoma on a three-game winning streak, and now they go on the road to face Texas on Tuesday night. Then they get maybe the hottest team in the country, certainly the hottest team in the SEC on Saturday. Alabama, then they go to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech. When do they get a nap, Kevin, in this schedule?
There's not one. I'll tell you what,
amazing.
Though.
Amazing.
We talked about how good the Big 12 is, and obviously that Big 12 SEC Challenge this year is going to be great because we get to play Alabama. But you want to play really good teams because it tells you a lot about yourself. And these guys have played some really good competition, good stretches, and they've responded.
Second win over a top 10 team this month. For OU, of course, West Virginia in the top 10 when they beat them here, and now number 9 ranked Kansas. And there will be opportunities for more. There are opportunities for more coming up on the horizon. But from a resume perspective, there's a ways to go here. But this puts Oklahoma in a really good spot as of now.
No question. You know, they always put out those on-the-bubble teams, the first four, last four in, those types of things. This is really going to boost up Oklahoma's national reputation.
I think we got Kerr Queth coming up here in just moments. He's going to join us on the line. Let's start to run down some of the final stats in this one. Davion Harmon, the Sooners' leading scorer today with 22 points. He hit 4 3-pointers, one off his career high of 23. So the last three games, Davion's gone for 22, 16, and 22. He also had a couple of assists. Austin Reeves, 16 points, all of them in the second half. He had 4 assists, 3 rebounds, a block shot, and a steal as well. And Mo Gibson, the only other Sooner in double figures with 10, including the big bucket there down the stretch with the shot clock expiring. He had 2 3-pointers. Elijah Harkless was 7. Jalen Hill was 7. Brady Manick had 5. Kerr Queth had 6. And we'll pause right there because Kerr is joining us right now live from the Sooner locker room. Kerr, congratulations.
Thank you.
Kerr, tell me from your perspective, what was the key coming in against these guys today that you needed to accomplish if you were going to get them, and turn that deficit around up in Lawrence?
We had to basically hit them first from the jump because we knew this team was a good team overall. So we had to come in with more energy and just bring
bring all we can to beat them, you know?
Kerr, talk about your matchup with David McCormick, such a big, strong guy down in the post. But I thought you did a really, really good job on him, and you're doing a good job on a lot of post players in this conference. Just talk about the progression that you've made of defending down there in the paint.
I've been working a lot on my post defense while I've been here. Coach Hartman's been helping me figure out angles and better ways to guard bigger people. But it's just basically just staying lower and always being ready for a post to punch in, you know. And me knowing that McCormick is one of their go-to guys, had to be ready for him to fight with me and battle with me in the paint. And it was a good battle. But it was a good day, though. It was good. Had help with the guards and everything.
Kerr, first off, we got to talk to whoever the statisticians are that look for block shots, because I think you're getting shorted right and left. They only had you for one block today. And I think you would agree. I think you had at least three.
At least.
So,
yeah, I thought I had at least two.
Well, they only got you for one. I don't know if you'll see it this way, because I'm sure you'd rather be in the game, but I thought it was a huge compliment for you the way Bill Self coached his team in the second half. David McCormick is a major weapon for them, and he was saying basically he didn't feel like he could have him on the court because he knew you'd be matched up out there, so he rode with Lightfoot the rest of the way so that, you know, you wouldn't have to contend. In other words, you were defending McCormick so well, he didn't feel like he could have him on the court, which, I mean, my man, that is an unbelievable compliment to how well you were playing him.
And different that is. I feel like, I think my defense is what makes me the player I am today, you know? I feel like I take great responsibility in helping my teammates all around the rim and protecting the paint, you know, because that's just one of my jobs, is to make sure the paint is unlocked, and I always have help if any of my teammates get beat, you know. So that feels good to hear a coach say that he didn't feel comfortable for his player to be in while I was in, you know.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say it. I'm inferring it right there. Maybe he'll say it after the game, but I think that was the situation. What does this win mean for you guys today?
I mean, third place in the Big 12, you know. Just knowing that every game is going to be a fight is good to finally beat this good program, because we did end up losing to them at their home. But it felt good winning, just knowing that we could compete with anybody in the conference, and take this as a lesson and keep continuing to get better as a team.
Kerr, congratulations. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck against the Longhorns.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Kerr Queth, 6.7 rebounds and officially one block shot today. And we'll step aside for a quick timeout. Lon Kruger coming up shortly. We'll take a look at more of the final stats as well. 75-68 Oklahoma over Kansas. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I want a race that's great. Who is this? 3 a.m. tonight. Hey, it's Jake. I want a way to save. Got the coverage on my brand new ride. State Farm race. Yeah, they're great. State Farm, State Farm, State Farm race.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating. Like you, we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health. The future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
If some of your healthcare has been on hold lately, it's time. Time to come back to Mercy.
We'll help you come back safely by following strict standards for disinfecting, social distancing, and requiring masks for all patients, visitors, and coworkers. Find tips to help you stay safe at mercy.net/soonersafety. Visit mercy.net/soonersafety and plan to come back safely for the care you need. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, just like the Sooners, our goal isn't just to win. It's to make them remember our name, to make them remember who we are, to show everyone why we do what we do and why we do it so well. We didn't become the best by chance. There are no coincidences here. We work tirelessly, and above all, we don't give up. Giving up has never been an option. So, ask yourself, what does driving tradition mean to me? Is it dependability, determination, or unwavering confidence? Because those are the principles that drive us and your Oklahoma Sooners. We strive to make every OU fan proud, and we'll keep doing that time and time again. That's driving tradition. This is Landers Auto Group of Norman, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Visit LandersChevroletNorman.com and LandersCDJRNorman.com. Driving tradition.
Davion pushes, half court, top of the key, down the lane to the rim, layup no, follow good! Kirk West! Austin Reeves turns the corner at the elbow, out to Hill for an uncontested three try. Good! Jalen Hill! His second three of the season! Wilson's got it left side, behind his back, swipe, that's stolen. Bo's got it, one on two, Gibson to the other end, to the rim, lays it in! Amoja Gibson! That's your StubHub move for the game. StubHub, your ticket out, the official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of OU Athletics. Sooners beat Kansas 75-68, and we go live now to the Sooner locker room for our postgame interview with Lon Kruger, brought to you by OU Health. Coach, congratulations. That was a fun one, and I know it always feels good to beat the Birds.
It certainly does, Toby. Thanks very much. Proud of the guys. I thought it wasn't always pretty offensively, but I thought defensively both teams had the upper hand on that defensive end of the floor. Buckets were hard to come by during certain stretches, but guys hung in there and created a little bit of a margin there with 5-6 minutes to go, and then played really, really solidly down the stretch.
Coach, talk about Austin Reeves, just scoreless in the first half, but really turned it on in the second half. What got into his game?
Yeah, he hung in there. I thought he was a little bit flustered in the first half. Kansas is good defensively. They're physical defensively, and you got to go in there with a real strong base, and I thought Austin got knocked off balance a little bit and adjusted well and hung in there. And I thought there, when we created a little bit of a margin with a few minutes to go, Austin made some huge plays.
The big man chess match today was fascinating to watch, Coach. It looked as if Bill did not want McCormick on the floor with Brady. And so you said, all right, fine, I'll ride with Brady. And they didn't have McCormick out there for the last 10 minutes of the game. What was it from your perspective?
I think that was exactly it. With Brady, he knows we're going to put McCormick in a lot of ball screens. And he didn't like that. I think Brady getting a three down there when he did really reinforced, that probably tough to play McCormick at that point. But, I think our guys, we've been playing small pretty much throughout. And when Kansas goes with five guards, that is a little bit different. And Brady, we can finish some plays inside off the block with Brady. You've got to finish some of those in the low post and work through that contact and make him play for paying small. So I think we can improve in that.
Coach, we've talked about Elijah Harkless quite a bit, obviously, this season. Just how important has he been? He plays a little bit of that four spot for you. He rebounds. He pushes the ball. He gets assists. He scores it. How important has he been to this team?
He's been great. In every game, he's getting more comfortable and having a bigger impact. I think our other guys are feeding off his physicality, his aggressiveness. He's really good, aggressive on the basketball, you know, rebounds the ball well, like you say, shoots the ball with confidence. So, yeah, he's making progress every game and has had a big impact.
Two things, Coach, and we'll let you go. I want to ask you about rebounding, and I want to ask you about depth. You out-rebounded the best rebounding team in the conference today by 10, 36-26. How important was that? And also, and we mentioned this during the game, I felt like it's the first time in a long time that we've been able to look out at the court and say, you know what, Oklahoma's got more depth than Kansas does. You've got more answers and buttons you can push, more cards you can play over there than Kansas does. I don't know if you want to comment on that, but it's a luxury we've talked about this year that you have the amount of guys you can play and the number of things you can try to spark your team, and it really helped you again today.
Love what the guys are doing coming in off the bench. And as you mentioned, each of them brings something unique, you know, whether it be Brady shooting it, you know, Mosier shooting it, driving it, Jalen Hill, kind of a, you know, a little bit of everything, you know, Victor's energy, his athleticism. You know, you go down the list a long ways and see the guys that are coming into the ballgame are doing a great job in picking us up in one way or another.
Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a great win today.
Thanks, Toby. Thanks, Kevin.
That's our postgame interview with Lon Kruger, brought to you by OU Health. The future of health is here. And let's wrap up looking at the stats. For Kansas, it was Marcus Garrett today, 21 points and 12 rebounds. He was fantastic. 3 three-pointers in 5 tries. Jalen Wilson was hot early, but then kind of cooled down the rest of the way. He had 13 points. Ochai Agbaji there, leading scorer on the year, finished with only 10 today and hit a couple of threes. David McCormick, who's been so big for this team of late, went for 17, including the dagger against OU in Lawrence. Just 9 points and 2 rebounds today and only played 16 minutes. That's what we were talking about there. Bill Self left him on the bench for the majority of the second half. Mitch Lightfoot had 6 points. DeJuan Harris, 5. 2 points each for Christian Brown. And Tristan Inaruna. Brown was coming off that 17-point game against Baylor in the midweek on Monday night in which he hit 5 threes. He went 0 for 3 from downtown today. Rebounding, Oklahoma out-rebounds him by 10, 36-26. Shooting numbers, Sooners shoot 45% from the field, 24 of 53. 9 for 24 behind the arc, that's 38%. And they did not shoot a free throw in the first half, shot 22 in the second half, and hit 18 of them. That's 82%. Jayhawks shoot 46% from the field today, 25 of 54. They hit 8 of their 22 three-point tries, 36%. And they were 10 for 14 from the free throw line, 71%. Kansas outscored them off turnovers today, 15-10. First time the Sooners have lost in that category in a while. Kansas outscored them in the paint, 32-24. Second chance points, there weren't many either way today. Both teams did a good job taking care of their defensive glass. OU had 4 second chance points. Kansas only had 1. Fast break points, Kansas 13, OU 9. And the Sooner bench, that depth, outscored the Kansas bench today 22-13. Let's take a look at our rebound report presented by Physical Therapy Central. A little more in-depth. Mentioned Sooners plus 10 on the boards, 36-26. They had 6 offensive rebounds at OU. That's not a big number, but they gave up only 2. Only 2 offensive rebounds for Kansas all day today. Thanks to Physical Therapy Central, who can help you rebound from an injury so you can get back into the game of life. We'll take a timeout, look at our UPS conference scoreboard, and wrap it up when we come back. 75-68, the final. Oklahoma wins it. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I saved a lot this year.
State Farm is there.
At
OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships, as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 31 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond, contact ptcentral.org today. Physical Therapy Central, proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
Pizza Hut has a winning tradition of their own. We have been home to the original stuffed crust pizza for over 25 years. An extra playful pizza you want to eat backwards. This pizzeria-style crust with a ring of melted cheese baked right in will take your game day favorites to the next level. Select either of our contactless options with delivery or curbside pickup when you order for a safe experience. There's only one home for original stuffed crust pizza. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Off to Brady, three-pointer, Manning, beat it, got it! Brady Manning from downtown! Gibson with four, he'll drive it, got deep to the rim, layup, got it! And one! Mo Gibson! Oh, mama!
What a play. Mo Gibson, 5 seconds left on the shot clock. You know he has to shoot it in that situation in Kansas. Couldn't stay in front of him. He got all the way to the rim with the foul.
75-68, inbounds Harris. Harris at half court, they give him space. Angles right, picks up his dribble, hands to Inaruna for a three, missed it. Rebound Hill, and you can unhitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn. Oklahoma has beaten Kansas. Final score 75-68.
Unbelievable ball game. Great job by the guys. I love the fact that they, you know, kept their composure. They made the run that you needed. Kansas was going to fight back, of course. You resisted their run, and then you made another run of your own. Great job by the Sooners.
This is the Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooner game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly.
75-68. That was a fun one today. And let's look at our UPS Big 12 scoreboard. Learn how you can take your business to the top with UPS. Visit UPS.com/pivot to learn more about tools built to help you be unstoppable. First, the Sooner women in action tonight, 7 o'clock. They are down in Waco to take on Baylor. Always a tall task, obviously. Pregame show starts right here on the Sooner Radio Network tonight. I think Brian Brinkley on the call. Drake, do you know if it's Chris or Brian tonight? I think it's Brian. 6:30 pregame for you tonight. The second game of the day in the Big 12 underway. They are halfway through the first half in Stillwater, Gallagher-Iba Arena. Oklahoma State a one-point lead on number two-ranked Baylor, 15-14. Baylor undefeated, 13-0 on the year, 6-0 in conference play, but down one to the Cowboys, now down three, 17-14 midway through the first half. 3 o'clock, it'll be number 14, West Virginia, on the road in Manhattan today. The Mountaineers haven't played in a couple of weeks, so we'll see them back on the floor against K-State
And then two games have been postponed. Iowa State, Texas Tech, not going to be played today. Texas and TCU, also not going to be played today. We are hoping to catch a few words from Bill Self when he sits down. He's about to sit down and meet with the media, and we'll hear his opening statement or a little bit of what he has to say after today's game. In the meantime, let's take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events. OU now will go to Austin Tuesday night for another big one. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off, folks. The Longhorns will be well-rested. As I just mentioned, no game for them today. We'll have pregame coverage for you starting at 5:30. And what a year they're putting together. Texas, number 4, is that where they're ranked right now? See, I've got it right here. Number 5 in the nation. And we'll see what they are ranked when the Sooners get down there for the first Red River Showdown of the year. 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. Then we're right back here a week from today for a dandy. OU and Alabama in the annual Big 12 SEC Challenge. The Sooners and the Crimson Tide, Alabama in first place, undefeated in the SEC, and they have been clobbering people. I mean, they've been putting 20 and 30-point wins on Kentucky and Florida and Tennessee and whoever wants to take a shot at them in the SEC. I think they got Kentucky again midweek before they come play Oklahoma on the weekend. But another opportunity, Kev, against an out-of-conference team to kind of measure yourself on Saturday when Bama comes to town.
Yeah, I love this Big 12 SEC Challenge every year. It's always some pretty good matchups, and it's fun to keep track of the records and see which, you know, conference ends up on top. But, yeah, you're right. It's a chance to play somebody different that you normally don't see this time of year. So, and it's good. It's going to test you. It's almost like a tournament game because you're going to play somebody that's from outside the Big 12, and you want to kind of measure yourself against them. And this is a good opportunity for that.
Bama ranked number 18 right now. They get Mississippi State today at home. They should win that. If they do, they're probably going to be top 15 at least, maybe 12 or 13 when they come to town next week. And then after that, you go to Texas Tech, who is ranked number 12 right now. Then you get Iowa State at home. Then you get Baylor at home, who's ranked number 2. Then you go West Virginia, who's ranked number 14. So there you go. 7 of the next 8 starting today against teams ranked in the top 18, and they start it with a win. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. The Sooners improved to 8-1 at home on the season, and Kansas falls to 2-3 on the road. The 3 losses coming back-to-back-to-back now at Oklahoma State, at Baylor, and at OU. Give me your evaluation of what's in store for this Kansas team now going forward. They're reeling a bit.
They are, and I think they know that, you know, coming into the season, we talked about this previous games, everybody put Kansas and kind of Baylor at the top, and now it looks like Baylor and Texas are your two top teams. But Kansas is kind of reflecting on that and knowing, hey, we've lost to a couple. We've kind of lost our footing a little bit here. Now, they're still a good team. They're going to bounce back. Well coached. Coach Self does a great job with them, and they have really good players. So they're going to win games, and they win home games too, Toby. All these games, they've been on the road. So they're going to bounce back. They're going to be good. They're going to be right there in the mix.
What kind of, like, how are they a Sweet 16 team? Are they a Final Four team if they get hot at the right time?
I'd look at them as probably a Sweet 16 team if they get hot. I'm not sure they have all the pieces. They're not quite deep enough to make that Final Four run, and they don't have that one guy that just goes off. You know, Final Four teams have a lot of pieces, and they have that
first-round draft pick.
Yes, yes. And not that Marcus Garrett couldn't be a pro, or Abaji, or even David McCormick. I mean, those guys, you know, could be
Jalen Wilson eventually.
Yeah, but they just don't have the depth, and they don't have that 30-point-per-game guy that Final Four teams have.
I mean, that's the thing that jumps off the page at me. Don't get me wrong. It's Kansas. It's Bill Self. They may very well end up in the Final Four. But when you look at, I mean, they're getting everything from their starting 5. You know, they're scoring-wise, there's very little coming off their bench, and it's Kansas. That's a little shocking that there aren't some other weapons that Bill Self can go to over there that can help them.
Yeah, it's weird because most of the time they're so deep and they have so many players. But, you know, in today's game, when guys leave and go pro and, you know, you run with some seniors and guys graduate, they move on, you kind of have a season like this. You could potentially have a season like this. Look at Duke and Carolina.
And Kentucky.
I mean, so there's teams that, that are
what a weird year.
Yeah. So I'm just glad the Sooners have the depth that they need to compete in the Big 12 and really make a run.
I saw the stat the other day, and I didn't write it down, or it's not in front of me, so I might get this wrong by a year or two, but I think it's the first time that Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky have all been unranked.
82, 83, somewhere now?
I think it's 66. If you add in Kentucky, it goes back to 60s.
Yes, you're right. Yep.
Duke and North Carolina is the first time since Michael Jordan was
82,
there.
Yep.
But if you add in Kentucky, it goes back into the 60s. And then Kansas is ranked, but they're not at the top of their conference. So you're looking at the blue bloods of college basketball that, you know, have dominated Final Fours and won national championships, North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas, all, you know, out of the top 10 probably, at least out of this week, Kansas is going to be. And the door's open for somebody else to step in and kind of take it this year.
For sure. And, you know, to have those blue bloods that you're talking about not be where they were in the past, it makes it kind of a strange season. But you look at, you know, there's good teams popping up all over the place. Gonzaga, yeah. You know, not even a Power 5 school in the WCC. You know, they've been living at the top spots lately. So it's a strange year, but there's still a lot of good basketball teams out there.
And Baylor's legit. And I'm telling you, I think Texas is good enough to win it all, too, if they go on a run at the right time with the guard play that they have and the athletic bigs that they have. Folks, if you haven't seen Texas play Tuesday night, make sure you tune in. I mean, the Sooners have their work cut out for them. That is as athletic of a team as there is in America.
Can we enjoy this one first before you get us all?
I'm trying to stretch until Bill Self sits down. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to
I don't want to talk about Texas until Tuesday.
Well, I mean, it's interesting to say, though, a stretch here, Kansas, Texas, and Alabama. And Kansas might be the third best team that OU is going to see over the next week.
How about that?
I would say they are.
Yeah,
probably.
No question. Alabama's really good. And Texas, I like our guards against Texas. But the Texas team has that length down low. And they got three long, athletic post players that, you know, we're playing four around one. They've got three guys they can run at that post spot. So it's just, if they put all three of them on the floor at the same time, it's going to be some huge matchup problems. Like I said, let's talk about Texas on Tuesday.
It's going to be a big night for Kerr to stay out of foul trouble. He's got to stay on the court because he's the one answer that OU has athleticism in the middle-wise against those guys.
Yeah, him and Elijah Harkless. I mean,
that's true.
EJ's playing the four, and not that he can't guard a guy at 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", or whatever else, and he can do it. I'm sure he can, but you cannot have him in foul trouble.
All right. Bill Self is going to slow play us, and I don't think we're going to get to hear from him. He still has not entered the media room, and it's time for us to go. So if Bill says anything interesting, I'm sure you'll see it coming up on Twitter here sometime in the near future. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together, we can end DUI. Thanks to our crew today, Kevin Henry, Drake Dykin, Daniel Anderson back in the Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time from the Lloyd Noble Center in Norman on a Saturday afternoon. It was Oklahoma 75 and Kansas 68. Until Tuesday in Austin, the Red River Showdown. This is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win, and Boomers Sooner, everybody.
Sooner basketball has been brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Pizza Hut. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.